Zoomer Radio, Earth, Wind, and Fire in concert at Scotiabank Arena with Lionel Richie, August the 8th. Going to be so good. And Cool in the Gang's celebration on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. It does feel like a celebration. First full day of spring, sunny, warming up, window down in the car, radio cranked. Maybe a little distracted. It's amazing how our driving habits change from season to season, right? We're on high alert in a snowstorm, and maybe just a little too chill on days like today. My guest is OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt with the Highway Safety Division. Good morning, Sarge. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Seasons change, and I sometimes feel like we all need a lesson on how to drive again. So fall into winter, I need to learn how to be more aware on the roads. Winter into spring, I need to be reminded to stay alert, even though everything is so rosy and sunshiny, right?
Well, you know what? The beautiful sunshine and the open roads and the fresh air and the thought of springtime and summer, you know, often gets people's attention completely distracted, as you said, and they totally get, you know, sucked into the song that they're listening on the radio and the beautiful sights and sounds around them, and they have no idea there's cars around them as well that they're actually supposed to be sharing the road with.
Right, and driving faster than we might otherwise because we just get carried away.
Exactly. Speed limit's a speed limit, and the officers are out there doing their enforcement every single day. And we've talked about these new ALPR, these automatic license plate reading cameras.
Yes.
And they're catching all sorts of people nonstop that have forgotten to renew the registration. So please do that anytime. If your birthday's coming up in the next 6 months, you can do it online for free. That's one of the biggest things that we're seeing right now is vehicles driving unregistered.
Yeah, that's because we forget. We don't have to do the sticker thing anymore. So it just like out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. There's
That's
a
right.
big debate on socials right now about highway passing lanes, when to be in them, when not to be in them, how to signal to the driver in front of you that you want to get past them. What is the driving etiquette for that left lane? And if I want someone in front of me who's going too slowly to move, how do I gently ask him or her to do that?
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, that shouldn't even be a thing, because if drivers were actually paying attention and being respectful and sharing the road, you would stay to the right and you would pass on the left, and when you're finished passing, you'd move to the right, and you would have the seamless symphony of vehicles, you know, again, always rolling together, sharing appropriately. Now, you know, as a vehicle comes from behind, if you are going at a speed less than them, it doesn't matter what the speed limit is. It doesn't matter, you know, how fast you're going, if you're going at the speed limit, or if you're even speeding. If you are being overtaken for any reason, you are required to turn out to the right and allow the other vehicle to pass and overtake. You know, that's what it actually says in the Highway Traffic Act. We want you to do that. Now, underpassing is a big frustration and a shock for people that have been driving in Europe, and they see these cars driving and passing all these lanes, and they're taken aback by it. You know, there is nothing illegal about that, but it is very confusing and can be stressful and frustrating for people that are trying to get through traffic. So, you know, there's different ways that drivers will often try to get the other person's attention. Now, if that's going to be by flashing your high beams, turning on your left signals maybe, honking the horn, you know, there's all kinds of ways that you can get your attention. Please don't be using hand gestures and getting into road rage, because half the time these people aren't even looking in their mirrors.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And you can tell that they're not, because if I'm behind somebody, I'm sort of gently moving to my left so they can see me in their side mirror, or then I'm going to the middle of the lane and nothing's changing. So, but not to pass on the right then is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I would suggest not, although I do see it all the time, and it is allowed under the Highway Traffic Act. You know, we don't want you running on the shoulders. We see people at the end of on-ramps and merge lanes, you know, cutting in from the lanes, going into the on-ramps, and then leapfrogging ahead 3, 4, 5, 10 car lengths, and then cutting back in. And that just causes more congestion. And the more you lane change, the more efficiency you lose on the highways, because you essentially are taking one spot and taking two, you know, when you move from one to the other, because you have to find that space. And as you keep moving back and forth, you're actually causing more congestion than staying in that lane.
Yeah.
Now, if cars would share the road safely and turn out to the right and allow cars to pass smoothly, it would be so much easier for everybody involved. You know, I don't want people sitting there, you know, causing all kinds of tailgating or frustration and anxiety for people, because that looks aggressive as well, and it is dangerous, because if there is a sudden slowdown and you're, you know, 6 inches off the bumper behind in front of you, you know, you're not going to have time to react.
Yeah, so. No, that's true. Before we let you go, Sarge, spring is just, you know, here now, and people are already booking appointments to get their winter tires off. What do you recommend for the timeline?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I still have my winters on, and until we get consistent temperatures day and night, you know, at or above 7 degrees Celsius, that's when winter tires have their best effectiveness. It has nothing to do with the snow on the ground or the ice on the road. It's about the air temperature as well. So wait until we get consistent lows of 7 degrees, and we'll be in much better shape. And that's going to be the time. Usually, once we get into the, you know, really into end of April or into May, you know, you're getting those temperatures. If you're not driving at night, you know, you may be ready to jump the gun on that. So, you know, it's a subjective thing to you. Just be aware, if you are putting on your summers, that you could end up in some winter driving conditions unexpectedly, because who knows, we still might see flurries, you know, right through the month of April, and who knows, even into the month of May. So just
okay. Don't say
there.
That. No, we you know, we're don't say that.
Who knows?
Who knows? It is true. Thank you, OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt. Always great to have you here. Thanks. Have a safe day.
All right. Thanks. You too.